taking things slowly at the moment. Something interesting happened. You know, we had a cultural consultant who lived in Paris. You know, he was 90 and he died a couple of years ago. He represented us, so we did a lot of touring in Europe. Since he's died, we've sort of had, and Simon's had an injury, we're rebuilding and trying to work out what happens next.
I hurt my back, and it's, you know, like there's improvement there and everything, but it's, you know, seems pretty clear that I need to take a bit of care of that. And then also the fact that our kids, they got to the point where they went, we don't want to travel anymore, we want to, you know, play with friends and go to school and do all that sort of stuff. For the moment, you know, they might change their mind later on. And so that is a part of our challenge now, is to go, okay, well, how do we continue to, you know, do our thing? But we can't spend 8 months at a time over in Europe, because clearly we want to be with our kids. And most of our work has been there. We haven't spent that much time working in Australia. We've built some kind of profile or following over in Europe. Australia is also doesn't have as big a population, so there's not as many places to work. In terms of the arts and theatre and stuff, it's probably a little more on the conservative side. So that is a bit of a thing for us, is going, how now do we make it work for us, given, you know, all of these different elements? But we sort of went, let's focus on making the thing first, and then we can sit down and go, okay, now what are we going to do with it?
So it's going to be interesting to see how we, you know, what the pathway is for this show.
Your latest show is called It's Not For Everyone. How would you describe it?
What we're doing, it is very expressionistic. I find it tricky to use words to, you know, sum up in some way what it is that's happening. But basically, the setting for the start of it is that, you know, old acrobats become clowns. That's the tradition. Used to. It doesn't happen so much now. They often become floor cleaners and taxi drivers. Yeah. We start off as clowns, basically. It's a very superficial kind of two-dimensional persona that exists in clowns. It's very sort of saccharine and affected. And then through the performance, those things erode away so that it becomes progressively less colourful and less cartoon. And I guess you'd say, yeah, it erodes or breaks down until it becomes dirt. Our history has been in circus performance, usually very highly physical, and circus acts originally. But we've always had a more challenging aesthetic or performance disposition. And I guess that we're now doing a performance that you wouldn't really describe as a circus performance. This one doesn't have tricks and circus acts. There's references, but yeah, it's not a circus show.
It has been a couple of years since you performed Propaganda, your last show for local audiences. So as a group, have you changed much since then in what you perform?
I guess we've had some changes, but we're essentially the same two people. In that time, Simon's been recovering from an injury. I guess it has some impact. It means that we haven't been able to, you know, lean on impressive circus acts to create a new show, which has actually been a challenge I've relished, to sort of build on the other sort of skills that we've had to draw on making other shows.
In this latest show, what's your favourite part? You probably touched on it a bit there, Joe, where you had to increase other skills, I guess.
My favourite part about creating the show, I suppose, is working more on the performance art elements of performance making. I've really enjoyed sort of working with piecing together pictures and sounds and ideas without it being literal, and somehow making something that sticks with the viewer.
So what you both do is described as very physical and risque. Are many people in the world doing what you do?
Oh, I balk at the word risque. This is a word that most contemporary circuses aspire to, and, you know, I feel like it's a bit of a it's an obvious label to attach to something, and it's played upon by circuses because it actually sells shows. It's, you know, in other words, sex sells. That's what the word risque says to me. I wouldn't say it was risque, which might be risky, I suppose, because you might not like it, but it's not risque.
Our performances, we have had people have written quite often about, you know, whether if there may be exposed bodies or, you know, things like that. It's interesting because none of that stuff is ever sexy. It's never...
We sort of try to keep it mundane. We try to keep the body quite mundane and normal and ordinary.
What you are doing then, do you know of anyone else around the world doing it?
I've seen companies that kind of, after we've been there, I've seen sort of versions of our costumes or show or something like that. You can see elements of our work and other people's work sometimes. I mean, we really try hard to avoid that, to do our own thing.
Yeah, I think that maybe being willing to do something that's not proven, it probably means that you're obviously more likely to kind of delve into territory that's not already very well, you know, explored.
Yeah, I think what's happened is that, you know, over the years we've, alongside, you know, doing these impressive acts, alongside that we've been building slowly this skill of coming up with ideas and interesting dramatic elements that have been in the past supporting those acts. But it's almost like that stuff is taking over and we're leaving behind, we're shedding the skin of the circus acts themselves and actually growing the more theatrical elements that have been just sort of brewing over the years. And it feels like a really good place to be because those things feel really satisfying in themselves to us. I feel really ready to present those to an audience in themselves, you know, not being a support part of a performance, but actually being the performance.